Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Good morning, my beautiful people. Welcome to my podcast. I wanted to quickly share with you what I'm getting as the idea of innocence and how vast it is and what it truly means. Now, this is spoken in esoteric terms and spiritual terms for those similar-minded or inclined towards it. In the growth of a human being, right from birth, we have just learned a lot of stuff from our surroundings. And those learned experiences may come about as understanding, knowing, feeling, sensing, thinking, and so on and so forth. It just, the entire totality, the sum total of your experience, life experience, right from the time you were born up until now, and going forward, is the sum total of experience. And this experience is all relative, meaning even astrologically speaking, it's all different ascendants, different planets, different arrangements, right? So you're just picking up a relative sense of what you experienced with respect to what your posture or your standpoint or your vantage point as a soul, as an embodied soul in the human body is. That's what we are doing, all of us. It's a relative point. It's like different vantage points if you shift inside a group of people, because they are all different, each one is unique, so they come from different vantage points, and we evaluate it with respect to our planets, with respect to our ascendant, culture, race, and it's highly complex, this whole picture. And as you ascend and as you rise up in your internal consciousness with these vibrations that are skyrocketing on the earth at this time, many things kind of seem to open up inside you, as in many things which you had never thought of, never considered, many downloads or dreams or sensing, feeling, perceptions may be landing inside you in a way that you had never considered even before, because there is no experience to back it up. Mind is always comparing, everyone's mind is always comparing in terms of known experience or past experience or memory of something that has happened. But what if, as is happening now, people start getting, and I mean just common people everywhere, even the so-called totally non-spiritual minded person here, okay? Completely. Don't think that for a second that any one of these 7-8 billion people on the planet are non-spiritual. Every human being is, inherently is, always will be. Doesn't matter how many bodies they change, how many civilizations they change. Okay, that's the premise here. So every single one of us is, mind is invariably looking to compare and get a standpoint or evaluate, reason out, logic and reasoning, feel into, or draw from some past experience. If a download occurs to you, or if a thought occurs to you, download, I mean thought, feeling, awareness of something, which the mind has no prior experience of, as in you have not lived it, but it has just occurred to you, just spontaneously, just like that. What happens is your mind kind of struggles with it, like, aha, so this is how so and such a thing goes. Or if you're working on some issues or problems of your life, wealth, relationships, health, and so on and so forth. If you're working on something like that, and suddenly a thought occurs, your mind is incapable of understanding the totality of what has just occurred to you accidentally, seemingly, because it has no reference point. It has no reference point in the past from your past experiences of life. And that's what's happening now. And if that happens, I want you to just sit with it. My suggestion to you is just sit with it. Just dive into what all can be the consequences of it. Just like ask yourself the question, what does this mean? In what ways does this play out? Ask questions always so that it opens up even more. Asking questions opens up that energy that you have just felt into. And it will reveal itself more and more as you ask questions. What stops us from asking questions and assuming things or giving reason to explain things is the fact that the ego feels insecure. I don't know this stuff. I don't know what I am talking about. I don't know what this whole feeling that is landing in me is about. That's the standpoint that it takes. And so mind tries to explain it by some reasoning, by something that you have learned somewhere or Googled something somewhere. My suggestion is for you to just stop trying that kind of approach. It's just a change of approach. Just ask questions there, sit with it, and just let it be. Just be in the space of, I don't know what the hell that was. I don't know what this whole civilization or this life of mine is. I don't know anything about anything. Just sit with the I don't know. That's the space of innocence I'm talking about. We are all born with this. We are all inherently of an extremely primordial, pristine, innocent nature as a soul. That innocence is what drives universes together. Innocence is where Shakti meets Shiva. Innocence is where all creations are created. I don't know what this is. Even the creator wanted to know itself. This is the secret I'm revealing here. Even the creator itself, as per the Vedic texts, said the creator created all of these creations, the entire created universe, in all dimensions of existence, is created for the creator to know itself. So what does the creator exist in? It exists in pure innocence. I don't know who I am. All I see everywhere is me. So essentially, I have nothing to compare myself against. This is the dilemma of the creator itself, the creator energy of the whole, all that is, of oneness of all that is. And you and I, all of us sitting here in this small little human bodies, we have got the arrogance to sit and think we know everything, or I know how this thing works, or I have, you know, earned billions of dollars, or I have achieved the highest of knowledge there is, even if you take from the most materialistic billionaire to the guru. So that's just, for the lack of a better word, in my opinion, arrogance. Arrogance of the ego. Anyway, coming back to the innocent subject, you are in essence pure innocence itself. Not innocent in XYZ, not innocent in this such and such an area of life. Or not naive in this and that areas of life. Okay, so just get that for a moment. Sit with it. Sit with your own innocence. That's the state of what is popularly spoken of as surrender. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how my life is going to play out. I don't know how such and such a thing that my mind is trying to figure out different kind of solutions to it, is going to play out. I don't know this. I don't know that. Negating everything in terms of I don't know will clear the space in your heart and mind for something new to come. Because mind only recollects history. It only knows past experience. Even from your hundreds of thousands of past lives, if you will. Even from there, if you draw. Even from your own Akashic records, if you draw this stuff. It still remains a past experience. It has no scope for creation of fresh stuff for the future. This, if you want to evolve, this is true evolution. You have to get to a place of innocence. Sit with yourself, and if you just ask, tell me what it is I need to know. I don't know this stuff. That's honest acknowledgement, strictly speaking. Do you feel that? Do you feel the honest acknowledgement in saying, just, I don't know. I don't know what the hell this is. I don't know what all this thing called my life is. I don't know what this creation is, what this earth is, what everything around me is. And you walk around in this state of, I don't know. You walk around in this pristine, innocent state. Try to encapsulate this in real form. No, it won't be ungrounding for you. No, you will be still able to carry on with your everyday brick and mortar stuff of life. You can still pay the bills. You can still work. You can still do everything that a normal person does. You don't have to bend yourself in 50,000 yogic positions or run to some guru or ashram or even get totally materialistic. None of that stuff is true. If you look at the true awakening principles, innocence is where we are heading towards as humanity, because in that innocence comes all non-judgment. In that innocence comes all love. In that innocence comes all acceptance, all loss of sense of separation. Me, you, other, this country, that country, my brother, my sister, these are all separation of forms, which is just in essence, as I spoke of in earlier ones, is just an illusion. We all know this at some level. Each of us knows this as a human being at the deepest level. Doesn't matter if they have not studied an iota of philosophy or spirituality. They know this. Everything here is just passing. Everything here is just fleeting. In one glimpse, your first breath to your last breath is over. The whole game is finished. So what am I doing here really? Well, walk around in innocence. This is what I want to leave you with today. Walk around in it, not just have in a fleeting glimpse. As you get out of your house, your home, you go about your life, look at everything around you and say, I don't know who you are, to the people who are around you. I don't know what this is. I don't know what this table is, what this chair is, and see where it takes you. My offering is, first of all, it will take you to a pure space. Scary place at first, because mind wants to immediately put, no, I know what I'm doing. I know all this stuff. I know what this is. That's the tug and pull of duality and being in oneness. Okay, take care, be safe. Sit with this for some time.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.